Hi, everybody. Welcome to my podcast today on the Born to Talk radio show. My guest today is Nicole Olivar. Nicole is the founder and owner of Olivar Events, specializing in wedding and event coordination, along with event and floral design. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hello, how's it going? How are you?
I'm doing very well. And we have a little bit in common with each other, and I thought we could start off by, if you could just please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, so I am Nicole Olivar, and I started my own event planning company about 4 years now. I basically have the love for, you know, event details and special occasions and being there for anyone and everyone, because I know it's a very special day for them. And I feel like with starting my own company, I'm able to be there for them. But yes, I was actually recommended to you by my best friend, Tia, who is your social media manager. She posts for you, I believe.
Yes, she does. I met Tia almost 10, it'll be 10 years next month when she was in the studio with me at LA Talk Live. And Tia continues to support me in multiple ways, including posting on my Instagram. But I call her Triple T, Tia the Terrific. And I would guess that you would consider Tia to be terrific as well, wouldn't you?
Yes, the way she supports you, she's been supporting me since the very beginning. Actually, my love for events, actually, she's been there since we've known each other for about 20 years, since middle school, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but the way she's been supporting me, she's like been a great friend from the very beginning, and I just appreciate everything. So, and I'm here now, which is great.
And you know, what I'd like to do is I will definitely have this on my website when I share your talk with me, but I want to spell your last name because people might not know how to find you. So your website is OLIVAREVENTS.com. Your last time is spelled OLIVAR. So I just want people to know that.
Yes.
So let's talk about you, because this is about you today. So what first inspired you to pursue a career in wedding and event coordination and floral and event design?
What first inspired me, actually, truly, was growing up in a household where my mom loved hosting gatherings, deeply influenced by the Filipino culture. So like our parties were always very legendary. It would last until 6 in the morning, and any event became an excuse to connect with loved ones. From those experiences, I did develop a deep appreciation for celebrations and how I never wanted those moments to end. Attending weddings and special occasions left a lasting impression on me, and over time I felt myself captivated by, you know, wedding inspired movies and the flood of wedding videos shared on platforms, you know, watching it on Vimeo and YouTube. I've always had a natural eye for detail and design. In fact, I can trace my passion for event planning back to middle school when I did take the initiative to plan an eighth grade barbecue, turning it into like a eighth grade luau. Specifically, I requested a meeting with the principal. I presented a detailed proposal, complete with activities, decoration IDs, and layout event and the layout. That experience solidified my love for creating memorable experiences, and it's something that stuck to me ever since then. And then, of course, middle school, going back to Tia. Like, she would remind me how, like, you know, look how far you've come from when we were little kids up until now. And it's just, it's crazy how time flies, and just knowing that I can grow from, like, one thing and figure out what I love to do, and having her, like, be there by my side through it all. So it's crazy.
Do you know what's so interesting about what you said? You're talking about the eighth grade. Okay, so how old are you in the eighth grade about? I don't remember. What is that?
I think 13, going into high school, 12, 13.
Yeah, 12, 13 years old. And you already had that in you, that you were going to organize a barbecue. That alone is pretty fascinating. And you probably got, I'm presuming, very good feedback from that, which then inspired you to move forward, because it's like, oh man, I can do this. And it's funny when you think back to how something in your childhood could influence something in your adulthood. Don't you think that's interesting?
Yes, it's so crazy to look back.
Oh, yes, and probably you think, God, wasn't that just yesterday? And it's like, no. But you can remember. I mean, you even had a theme. It was a luau. That is just so cool.
Like, they always had, like, the same, like, you know, 8th grade barbecue. But I was like, let's not do a barbecue this time. Let's do, like, a luau. And then I just, you know, like, Hawaiian-themed games, like, what we should, like, a little photo backdrop. It's, like, the little things. And then up until now. So it's, I look back on that, and it's like, yeah, I love it.
You might call it little things to you, but my guess is that those classmates haven't forgotten that either. And I'm sure they haven't.
And maybe, Tia, for sure.
Well, you know, and maybe the boys didn't, but the girls have. So tell me, what were the first couple of years like when you were starting your own event planning company, and how did it shape your career?
In the initial years, launching my own event planning company business, I discovered that it was a journey of trial and error for sure. It was an evolving process of uncovering what I truly enjoy and ultimately, like, figure out what I'm most passionate about. For example, I began with balloon arch decorations and, like, small little picnics with little, you know, event design, table design, like, little, like, to make it pretty at the park. And then I realized that, you know, I didn't really enjoy balloons, but I enjoyed setting up a little place setting and, like, picnic events for everyone more. So I leaned towards that. I actually had a fear of balloons. It's pretty funny.
Why do you suppose that is? What do you think that was about the fear of balloons?
I don't know. It's just the way it popped, but, like, I know I had to confront my fear and push through it for the sake of continuing what I love to do, which, like, I knew it would get me into, like, events. Right. And that, in many ways, that experience became a getaway into the world of event design. And then, like, as time went on, I did more of, like, floral design for weddings, creating bouquets, bride bouquets, from, like, you know, both the faux florals to the fresh florals. And then it's just basically, through this, I found a deeper sense of fulfillment and passion. It became clear that, you know, I enjoyed it more than the balloons. And then what I also learned is that it's important to persevere and face your fears, no matter how daunting it may seem. Starting my own business was undoubtedly intimidating. But then I knew it was worth it in the end because of the effort. And I was willing to push myself and pursue something I just want to continue to do. This realization, you know, and helping people create their dream being part of an opportunity of something meaningful and unforgettable.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about? I don't, where did you go to high school? I don't know where you grew up.
I grew up in Rancho Cucamonga in the Inland Empire.
Okay. I guess what I was curious about, so did you go to your prom?
I did.
Were you involved in planning your prom?
I was not at the time.
Interesting.
I would love to attend whatever, like, you know, dance event there was. Uh-huh. Like, homecoming to proms, like, I just, the idea of getting dressed up, you know, just going somewhere, being, like, enjoying your time with everyone, your friends, it's just, that idea, like, I love to attend, and that's why I love events, too. It's like, I never wanted that moment to end either. It was different in high school than from, like, in middle school.
Sense to me. So, you're an event planner, and so, what type of events do you specialize in?
I specialize in wedding coordination, event coordination, and then also events and floral design. But I love weddings. I love being there for, you know, the couple and being able to, you know, just be there for them every step of the way. I don't want them to you know, stress, because that day is very important, and I'm there to, like, remind them that, you know, to take that moment in, because that moment, that day goes by and fast. But also, oh, sorry, give me one second. I'm so sorry. Specialize in weddings, and
let me interrupt you here for a moment, because I like to clarify terms, because what a term to you means might be a different term to what I mean. So I understand what a wedding is.
Mm-hmm.
When you say events, how is an event different than a wedding? What kind of event do you mean?
Yes, you're right. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm learning.
Okay, so a wedding is an event, but other events, like, let's say, bridal showers, wedding proposals, baby showers, basically birthdays, anniversaries, all the little milestone events for everyone, like when they need help planning. My favorite is wedding, because it's a really big event that I just help, like, coordinating everything, making sure it comes together, working with all our, you know, vendors, from like having the DJ, photographer, event details. That's why I love it so much. It's just putting it all together the most. And I know it's a big thing. It's a really big thing. The smaller events I love to do, but weddings stick out to me the most.
And do you do your weddings, I mean, anywhere? Are these wedding events near where you live? Where can people, if somebody's listening going, wow, this sounds really cool, because you have a beautiful website. What if somebody didn't live around here and wanted to have a wedding event?
Yes, here is Southern California. And this is, you know, I've been doing events all over SoCal, from like San Diego to like up like the LA area and then Empire, just everywhere in Southern California. I'm hoping to venture out to different, you know, states across the country. It's like the East Coast. I do have a few events, or actually weddings coming up that will be to be determined. Like, stay tuned. I don't want to mention anything yet. But I'm really excited for that opportunity. And then eventually, my end goal is to be a destination wedding planner. Because I also love to travel, so why not do something that I love and travel, like, at the same time? And it's like being able to, like, have experience a different event, a different, you know, area, a different lifestyle, everyone, you know. So that is my end goal.
Well, as somebody that's had two children get married, I know what it's like to plan weddings. I know what it's like when I got married. I know how important those memories are, and how you look back at those memories and you go, wow, there's something very, very special about a wedding. But events too. I mean, you mentioned that you do baby showers or things like that. So those are events that I didn't quite understand. I didn't know, perhaps, have you ever done events when somebody is graduating from college and they're having a party? Would you ever do that kind of an event?
Yes, actually, there's so many, like, events to list, but basically, if you're celebrating anything, even like the smallest, like, you know, 1 year anniversary for, like, you know, your significant other, or just like, graduations, and that's why I like the picnics, because I'm able to, like, those small little events, like little birthdays, little, like, milestones, just being able to, there's so many, actually, just thinking about it now, I'm like, what haven't I done? Yes, baby showers, birthdays, graduations, engagement party and anniversaries. It's just, you can name it. Anything that you need help designing too. Like, I would like, and planning and coordinating. It's like, I want to help you.
And you've been doing this, you said, for 4 years now. Is that how long you've been doing this?
My company actually started about 4 years ago, all of our events. But I feel like I've been in the event industry for about almost 10 years, going on to 8, 9 right now, so almost a decade. I did start off, you know, working for venues that throw events and then working for event planning companies prior to like starting to my own. And that's where I gained all my experience actually. And it's like, I knew what I want. I knew, like, I learned a lot. I learned plenty. And then that's when, you know, I decided it was like around after the pandemic and I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to work for anyone anymore. I think I want to work for myself. I want to put myself out there and show everyone my creativity. And I'm like, and I just went for it.
I think that's really impressive. That you at such a young age that, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean that in a very respectful way that you've started your business. And I'm just wondering, how did you build your network and your reputation in this event planning world when you were first starting out?
Like networking, I would say it's not like the typical like cold calling or like, you know, reaching out to random people. I think it started with me is knowing family, knowing friends who throw these little parties and events. And it's like, hey, do you need help or can I help you with anything? You know, it started from there. And then they would recommend me to their family and friends and then to like, you know, everyone that they knew. And then I believe that's where it started. And then also it's just working for, you know, venues. And I actually bartend on the side. I love doing so many things. I do plenty. And just because I love to meet new people. And I think it's a great way to meet new people. It's just like every day. And you meet someone new every day. And it's like, oh, hey, how's your life? You know, are you like, and then they tell me, oh, an event coming up. Oh, hey, actually, I'm a, you know. So it's just from there where, and then that's when I knew like, okay, just meeting some people, meeting everyone new every day. Like, I think I'm a people person. I like to believe that. No, I am.
That's true. In fact, in your line of work, and I say this to people all the time in what I do, I've never met a stranger. And if you're in a position like you're in, where not only are you meeting people, but you can provide them with a service and they've already sort of established a rapport with you, like they like you, they trust you, they want to know more about you. And then like you said, word of mouth is a wonderful way to get the information out with people. So that somebody can say, you know, I know this lady that can help you. And you don't have to live in her backyard to have her help you. She can help you. And that's the beauty of technology today as well. And you mentioned, you know, you mentioned about flowers and all these different things. Maybe we'll talk about that. But I was wondering, in the process of these 4 years where it's been your company, which I think is very impressive, what do you think is the most unexpected thing you've had to learn during these early stages of having this your own company? Was there anything unexpected about this?
It's just like it's a lot of, I guess, trial and error again. Uh-huh. And it's just learning what you want and learning what you don't want. There's always going to be unexpected mishaps in every event, and that regardless what happens, I know it has to be done. So I'll find a way. And without even like, you know, the couple noticing or the client noticing, it's just like, I just want to make sure that, you know, they're happy at the end of it all. And just, yeah, just, it would, it's like a lot. It's hard, but I just know that I had to keep going.
Well, I'm sure that's true. I was just thinking if you had, as an example, an outdoor event and the weather's supposed to be beautiful and the photographer's prepared for this beautiful weather and the bride's going to walk down the aisleway and all of this. And then, it's windy. Oh, dear, it's starting to drizzle. I mean, has anything like that ever happened for you?
I think it goes back to planning again. It's just, let's just say from the very beginning, let's say if you get married in springtime, we have to know the day, the time, the year, the area to see. Like I always have to plan ahead to see if it's going to rain or not. So in case that mishap happens, it's there and right when you need it. Sometimes it's unexpected, like, you know, wind, but it's like we have to know what to do then. Let's just say, like, if, yeah, the tablecloth flew off, find a way, tape the tablecloth. Or just small things like that. Always just, like, find a way and deal with it. And through that, I've learned from the very beginning, like, okay, my first event, I didn't know what to do, and then I had to find out. And now I took that with me to this day. So it's just, like, learning all the little things.
And I presume you have a team that works with you, correct?
I do. It's actually my friends that, like, especially Tia actually helps me too.
Oh, that's great.
She's in there, and it's just, they know me too, which helps. They know how I am, which, like, you know, sometimes I don't even have to, you know, like, talk or, like, explain to them what I want. They just know, okay, I got it. I just point at it, and it's just, like, they know me. So I'm so grateful for my friends and everyone who's helped me along the way and who's been supporting me. Shout out to all of them. And it's just, like, I want to expand one day, but we'll get to that more later.
Well, you don't have to do that immediately. If you're feeling the level of success and you're, because you have to have life balance as well. And I would imagine your weekends are completely booked and you need to have some Nicole time as well. That just allows you to just sort of center yourself. I don't know. Do you do yoga or do you do any kind of meditation or anything like that that just calms you down?
I do Pilates and I meditate sometimes. Just to, like, you know, start my day, take everything in, see what I have to do. I do have a lot of me time. I think I drive a lot, so I think that is when I have
true.
I think a lot. Yeah, I like my thoughts, like, I drive in silence because my thoughts are so loud already. But I do want to expand, but, like, not expand in a way. I want my company to remain relatively small, with a focus team in the future, because I want to be personally involved in every project. You know, this allows me to stay connected to the events, of course, and being hands-on with, you know, the client and, like, you know, the little event design. And I want to ensure that the quality and care is there. Because it's like me. It's like all of our events is me. It's like I would rather, you know, it's just who I am. So I'll have a team, but I can't, like, have, you know, expand to such, like, hundreds of people, 200 people. But, yeah, that's how I think. Very small, but this doesn't really make sense. I'm so sorry.
No, that makes, you know, it's interesting where you and I have a crossover is, I am the person that plans all of my class reunions.
Oh my gosh.
There was a time when that was part of a team.
How fun.
But as the years went on, what's in place for you that wasn't in place, say, 15 years ago is social media, where people can find people by doing Google searches and all of those things. And so I worked with different hotels, but I was the person that arranged for the floral designs and arranged for people to attend and had all these Excel spreadsheets and did all of these things, the music and, you know, are you bringing your own sound equipment? Do you need a microphone? All of those things. I can relate to some of the things that you do.
Because it's so much fun.
Well, it's fun because you get the payoff. The payoff is that everybody has a great time.
Yes.
And you walk away going,
I agree.
I was able to make this event happen. These people are going to remember this forever. They're going to look back at their photo albums and go, oh my gosh, remember that beautiful archway we got married under? Remember those beautiful flowers on the table? All of those things. You are part of that memory, and that must just warm your heart.
Yes, that's actually why I love it. Like, I just seeing the joy and awe and, you know, the couple's faces and, like, you know, when their vision comes to life, it's rewarding to know that it's like, you know, it sometimes surpasses their expectations, and it's that uniquely theirs. And how it's like really personal and meaningful to them. But I feel privileged to be there for like everyone that's like, you know, planning an event.
Yes.
Just making sure everything goes to plan. And if there are mishaps, like, I try so hard not to.
Well, you know, you try to avoid those. I just was curious if there's ever been a time where you've had to create a decision to overcome some kind of obstacle. I mean, how do you manage that? I mean, you have a team, but it all falls on your shoulders eventually, I would assume.
Yes, actually, there was a time. It's always my one of my favorite stories to tell. Let's just say it's a few weddings ago, where it was a cake, the wedding cake, and you know, everything was getting set up. And checked on the cake. It was good, beautiful, 3-tier pink cake. And then guests were arriving. The bride and groom did their entrance. Right when I went to go check on the bride, actually, she just like looked over and was like, hey, my cake is supposed to be white. And I said, oh, okay. Let me double check on that. I'll be right back. And, you know, making sure, you know, just being calm for her, because she already saw like what had happened. Then luckily there was the bakery that she had her cake from, they were local. And then, or luckily the bakery was local, and I called to see, me and my team had called to see if, you know, they had a white cake, just any white cake. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it, any cake at all anymore. So we were doing our research and, you know, what else is open, what may be open. We found one. We just found like a small, he was so nice too. We just asked for one tier, like small white cake. And he was like, okay, it'll be delivered. And I just wanted to know, I asked him like, hey, can we have it by 6 p.m.? I believe 6:30. That is when the cake cutting is. And I believe it was 5 o'clock already. That was when, you know, the grand entrance happened. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh yes. So he had it delivered, and then we changed the cake on time, decorated it. And then next thing you knew, when it was cake cutting, the bride walked up to her cake and it's just like nothing happened, you know. Wow. It's like she got the cake that she wanted. So it's just like being the back end and just doing whatever I can to make sure,
sure.
that, you know, it goes right. Because they plan for the day, even like the smallest thing, like you don't, it will affect them. They, you know, spent money and time. But yeah.
Well,
that was pretty exciting.
You know, it's funny. It's funny what goes through my mind is I have conversations with people. Back in the day, I was in the Girl Scouts. Now we're talking a million years ago, obviously. But the motto of a Girl Scout was be prepared. And it sounds to me like that's what you are, that you are prepared for anything that might go wrong, to be prepared so that you have a backup plan. And that's what makes you effective. And that's why people can continue to recommend you, so that if something like a cake happens or something like that, that it isn't a nightmare and a disaster. So that's sort of that part. But I'm just curious, what's the most rewarding aspect of being an event planner for you?
It's just going back to, you know, seeing how happy they are, and they just didn't know if a mishap happens. It's just like, it's very rewarding to see, yeah, the reaction when their vision comes to life. Actually, going back to my event design, it's like when I'm able to execute, you know, their dream, their vision, like from florals to centerpieces to like, you know, the plate settings, getting all of that and setting it up for them. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's like it came to life. Like hearing it from them, it gets me happy because it's like good. It's like just, it's really exciting. And I know with each one, like I always, it keeps me going, it motivates me more because like I love what I do. And yeah, just thinking about all my past events, it's like, it's exciting. I just hope that, you know, moving forward, I just continue to do what I love to do. Like, I want to be able to, like, expand and see what else I can do in different, like, areas of the world. Uh-huh. So I could see how that culture is, because there's so many, like, different mm-hmm. cultures, too, out there, and being able to probably help them design what they want. I get to learn and be a part of that and then make them happy and see how we're, it's just, yeah, all of that.
Well, so how do you ensure that each of your events is personalized and meets the client's specific vision?
I make it a point to really get to know the couple or the individual I'm working with, depending on the event. I ask about their inspirations, their preferences, and like the vibe they want to create, whether it's a specific theme, a color scheme, or atmosphere. I love like listening closely to their ideas and what matters to them most. Like, I'm able to craft an experience that feels uniquely theirs. And it's all about building connection, you know, and working together to bring their dream event to life in a way that it feels authentic and meaningful. So
what happens with today's technology, and I would assume that this is probably is not uncommon for you. You've got a wedding that's going on and the bride lives in Southern California and so does her family and the groom lives here too. But the groom's family is all on the East Coast. But you want to kind of get to know them too. Do you do things like Zoom calls and things like that to get to know them?
Yes, actually. I am currently working with a couple brides on the East Coast, and they do have weddings here. Zoom calls, and then when they come visit in town to visit family, like we meet up for the first time, and then we start, you know, like the wedding planning process and everything, and just like unlimited phone calls, text messages. It's really great, like nowadays, honestly, just especially Zoom, even if not, and then just like how we're able to send photos and videos and like FaceTime too,
right?
And like if the bride needs me to be at like a venue or the couple or just whoever I'm working with, I can show up at the space and be there for them when I can.
I think that's terrific. I mean, I can see where that the technology today is actually probably one of your best friends.
Oh, yes.
Do you go down to the Flower Mart and places like that to get your flowers?
I do. I look Flower Mart, flower shops, not the small ones, but like the flower, like the wholesale flowers.
Right.
I love doing that. I think my favorite thing, I create the bride's bouquet usually the morning of their wedding, and I think that's very special to me too. I think that's where I also take like a moment in for myself and like realize like, wow, I'm creating this special bride or bouquet for the bride, and this is a special day for her. And in a way, like I feel like I was a part of that, you know. And just and they won't know about it, but it's just for me, my little happiness.
But you know something, Nicole, I think that what you've just said is vitally important to anybody in their own business. If you aren't getting something out of this, if you aren't getting some happiness out of what it is you're doing, then I don't see how that can be satisfying, frankly. And to know that your particular business is creating memories that someday this bride and groom is going to show these wedding pictures to their children, and to their grandchildren. I was just looking at my wedding album this past week. This past week, because unfortunately my husband passed away 12 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
And looking back at that wedding album and going, wow, look at that. Isn't that something? That's just, you know, it's just, why did I say 12 years ago? 16 years. But anyway, so tell us about maybe a memorable moment from one of your events that's had a really lasting impact on you.
I could say, okay, there's a couple.
Oh, good. We have time. Share away.
a few years ago, I had a privilege of coordinating a very intimate wedding for 45 guests. So I love intimate weddings. This was around September. It was a special experience because for the first time, like I worked more closely with the groom, and typically we interact with the bride or the couple together, you know. But this time it was more with the groom, and he had planned every detail for his bride. And it was clear how, like, deeply he loved her, and his attention to, you know, ensuring that she had everything she needed while she was getting ready, and his joy in marrying the love of his life, and the way he was just so happy, you know, and just like I just seeing all that, just it's crazy, and it was truly moving to witness it, and that moment stays with me. Like I always think about that day, and I'll forever be in awe of the love and dedication that he showed for, you know, the wedding, the small wedding, and for his bride. And then the other, I guess, memorable moment is recently, it was last October, when I was the maid of honor for my best friend Chloe, my other best friend, I'm so sorry. I have, like, so many different groups of friends, I think, and I think that's, I, like, know someone, it's just knowing so many people, you know, everyone's like different, but I've known Chloe since I was in, we were little kids, right? Like probably she was my first friend in life. Honestly, we were still in diapers, and that, like, I remember being like a kid and just like, hey, we're planning our wedding at like, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, you know? And then finally I was able you know, be a maid of honor for her. And this is my first time being a part of a wedding, honestly. I was never like a bridesmaid before. So I saw it from a different point of view. And from like, you know, not like a wedding coordinator, but more of like, you know, the wedding side, and just that experience alone was like different. And at the same time, she was supporting me, and I was able to do like her floral centerpieces and like plan like small, like her, help her plan her wedding, some of her like weddings. It was, she basically had a 4-day wedding weekend. And yes, just, but seeing it from different points of view, like as a wedding coordinator, as like a best friend, as a maid of honor, it's like, that was a really memorable experience. Like I would go back and forth. And it's like, I loved it. This is something I love to do. Like, and then it's finally here. This day after, I'm like, you know, from kids, and it's finally here. So yeah, that's one of those.
That's great. So what advice would you give to couples who are in the process of planning their wedding or event?
I would say is it to truly savor the process. It's not just to focus. It's not, like, not just to focus on the end goal of, like, the big day, like, your big day. The wedding itself often flies so quickly, so fast, and that's easy to get caught up in, like, you know, last-minute details. But the planning journey is part of the experience, you know, and there's so much beauty in the small moments along the way. And I know they've probably heard this advice before, but it really is true. And that I'll be there to remind you, you know, every step of the way, like, what, just to be there for you. Another thing is I'd like to mention is, like, you know, there's not really like a day of coordinator. Like, you can't just like show up like the day of, like a wedding coordinator can't just show up your wedding day. We have to work with you from like, not the very beginning, but like, however, you know, because we, We want everything to go smoothly, and we need to be involved with the process to understand your vision, guide your vendors, and ensure like your family is on the same page. And we're there to bring all your hard work like to life and make sure, yeah, everything falls into place exactly how they've planned. And that's what I'm here for.
Well, it's like you understand their vision. So tell us about your approach to ensuring that every vendor involved in an event works seamlessly together to help create this cohesive experience. That itself must be something to manage.
Yeah, but it's fun. But my approach to ensure that every vendor works seamlessly together is that it's about clear communication and organization, honestly. What I do to help is like I create a detailed customized timeline for each vendor, tailored specifically to their role. Like in the event, like for example, the DJ will have a timeline with cues for when to play specific songs, along with any special requests from the couple. And then the photographer, on the other hand, will have a list of key moments and like specific shots the couple wanted to capture. But like providing each vendor with their own clear, concise like timeline, it eliminates, you know, being confused and making sure that everyone's on the same page without overlapping responsibilities. The level of detail allows the event to flow very smoothly, which is, you know, what we need. And then, but like each vendor knows exactly what to expect too. And that, which is, we can deliver the best work without any hiccups and have this event come out the way, or whatever, you know, that they dreamed of.
So you probably have some specific steps that you do in planning these to minimize the stress for your clients leading up to their big day, right? But you have stress-free events. That's what you're known for.
Yes. All of our events. I keep saying all of our events. I forgot to mention all of our events where all of our events begin with you. I should have started that with that from the beginning, but I'm saying it now. And yes, we do have a reputation for creating a stress-free event. Providing a structure and support every step of the way. One of the first things I do is work closely with the couples to create a detailed checklist that breaks down, you know, every task leading up to the big day. This helps them, you know, stay organized, giving them a clear idea of what needs to be done, and that they don't feel so overwhelmed, you know? I keep track of deadlines. I help them keep track of deadlines as well. I follow up on vendor contracts, handle any last-minute details. And then so, like, you know, they can focus on the fun parts of planning. on the day of, I take on the responsibility of managing the timeline and ensuring everything runs smoothly from coordinating the vendors. That's why we reach out to all the vendors prior and create these timelines for them. And then having, you know, it's just like we're there to be in charge of the logistics. And this also allows like the couple or client or families to relax and enjoy the celebration without, you know, worrying about anything behind the scenes.
So I'm thinking about you've just gotten married. And now you're going to have your reception. I'm going to assume that these receptions are not in a place where that business already has people that does what you do. So does that mean that you are in venues that are like halls, or what kind of venues would somebody have their reception in? Are they indoors, outdoors, combination?
Yeah, it's actually anywhere and everywhere, from backyard weddings to small like outdoor venues to indoor venues, just like indoor outdoor venues, any space, any big area space, or even like a small area for intimate like area. It's like you can make an event happen like anywhere.
but not in a hotel is what I'm getting at.
Oh, you can. Like, oh, sorry, hotels do have venues. It's like it's a wide variety of like areas. Like anywhere and everywhere. Hotels can be like outdoor, indoor. There's like rooftops, like low areas, indoor, like hall area. Yeah, you name it.
Okay, so that's interesting because I would have presumed, and maybe this is a presumption that's incorrect, that somebody wants to have this reception at a beautiful hotel in Marina del Rey, but they've hired you to help coordinate it. But Marina del Rey says, "Well, I'm sorry, but we have our own people that does that." That's why I was. That's where I'm confused.
Oh, yes. Okay. So there is a wedding coordinator for you for the bride and groom, and then there is a venue coordinator. The venue coordinator basically coordinates their staff at the venue. Like, say, if there's in-house table chairs set up, servers, like bartenders, like in-house, every vendor, like they are in charge of their people. I am like wedding coordinators. We're there for like the bride and groom for their details. So, like what they want, how, because I know the venue coordinator can't do like, both, like run the venue and like, well, they can, they do. There is venues. I'm so sorry. That's a total mix up. There is venue, and then some venues do have a wedding coordinator. And then that's totally fine. It's like there's so many different. It's different everywhere, honestly, Marsha.
Okay. So what does the future look like in the trends in wedding and event design? What are you excited about for the future?
More personalization. Customization has become more of a major trend. Like I noticed that couples are moving away from like the cookie cutter events and like opting for a more personalized experience that reflect their personalities and love story. From like custom made decor, which I've worked with I worked with a wedding in the past. I think last year it was so cute. Like every detail, like they did the centerpieces and like it was a Filipino themed wedding, I think. It was, yes. And from like the details, like they did it, they crafted it, thought about it, put it out there, and I was just there to help set up and coordinate, like, at the venue. But basically, I saw it was their style, it was who they are. And so that is like the personalization. What else for the future? Basically, interactive and experience, like designing, experiential designing, like how the guests want to feel engaged and immersed in the event. So the bride and groom incorporate elements like food stations, custom cocktails, sensory experiences like, character artists, scent design, just how they want, going back to personalizing it to them, to the bride and groom, to the couple. So yeah. So, more interactive.
You organize the photographers?
I do have photographer recommendations. I give the couple recommendations if they need. I've worked with a variety of photographers in the past, which I'm so grateful. I know a lot of them are my friends, like, and it's crazy to be in the same industry now and how far we've grown. But yeah, not just photographers. I know DJs. I know, rental companies, like photo booths, like anything event in this industry that like helps all the vendors that you need to help create the events.
How much time do you think people need from when they decide they're going to get married? How much, well, how, what's the lead time out to have this wedding or event?
Like a lead time out,
In other
like
words, we know we're going to get married. I want to be a summer bride. How much time do you need to put an event like that together to make that happen for that bride and groom?
honestly, it's different. I remember putting even just like a wedding together, helped put a wedding together within 3 months
Wow.
to like up to almost 2 years.
That's what I was thinking.
And
Okay.
and it got done, whatever they wanted, or I was able to like help suggest vendors, get the details, like their little, like everything. Yeah, 3 months. It's and that's for like, you know, I think it was a smaller wedding, but sometimes it does take up to like, you know, 2 years. People like to enjoy being engaged for a couple years.
Sure.
And I think that's like a perfect amount of time. But knowing that like any event can happen, even like, let's say even not just weddings, an event in 2 weeks, 1 week, if there's like little changes, you have to like start over somewhere. It's like you have to, regardless, like get it done, figure something out. And right, like,
well, I was thinking about that, like you're planning the baby shower and you're going to have this nice event and family is coming from different places and you're wherever this location is, they've hired you to plan this whole baby shower, and the baby comes 4 weeks early. Uh-oh, that's a problem.
And then I would suggest, no, honestly, and if it does, what I think is like, let's have an event after the baby's born. Let's celebrate your newborn baby. Let's just keep it going, because every celebration, you know, is...
That's
memorable.
A pivot.
You have to live in the moment.
That's a pivot, and that's what I heard you say. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, my baby shower is supposed to be next week, and guess what? I'm in the delivery room. Uh-oh. So, but what you're saying, all right, so we'll make this work when we can make this work. And that's what I hear you say, that you are very, like you've said this from the beginning, that you personalize everything that you do. It's as if it's yours. If this is what I would want, this is what I would want for you. And I hear that about everything that you've said about why this is so meaningful for you and why you enjoy it so much, which explains why people enjoy working with you. Because you don't want to work with somebody that just sees you as a client. Oh, well, whatever. You know what I mean? This is a big event in my life, this wedding, this graduation, this whatever it might be. Frankly, have you, on the sad side of life, have you ever helped anybody coordinate a funeral?
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
Or a memorial. Let's use a different term. The funeral is over, but maybe you want to have some kind of something that.
Oh, yes. Celebration of life. Yes, yes.
That's the word I was looking for. I'm so
yes,
surprised.
Yes.
Have you ever done one of those?
I have. And I like how it's celebration of life. You know, I was doing balloons then, but it was still an event, you know, being there and just like, you know, being compliments, like, thank you for doing this. Like, they would have enjoyed it. I was like, oh my gosh, of course. Like, you know, this is for you. This is for him. It's like you're celebrating a life regardless.
And, you know, I think those celebrations of life are really important for so many people, especially people coming in from out of town or whatever those circumstances might be. It's not, when I said funeral, that really wasn't what I meant. What I really did mean was celebrating.
It's okay.
Would you arrange for like screens and video and all of that kind of stuff? Do you coordinate all of that?
Yes, I would help. Like, you know, knowing like, I think it's like, you don't know the right vendors, like DJ, like the equipment. So yes, I help give recommendations out, and
that's
if
wonderful.
Ever, like, I even reach out to them and help coordinate, you know?
I think that's great. So we have just a few more minutes, but I'd be curious, if you could go back to the moment that you first decided to start all of our events, what would you tell your past self about the road ahead, and what do you hope the future holds for both you and your company? When you look back and you look forward.
I love that. That's very, gets you thinking, you know? I would tell my past self that, like, not to overthink things and just trust the process.
Oh,
there were moments when I did doubt myself and I questioned whether I was on the right path. But looking back now, I'm just so grateful that I pushed through. Starting a business is never easy, and there were plenty of challenges along the way, but each one taught me something invaluable. And if I ever get that feeling of wanting to give up, I just remind myself of like how far I've come, you know, and how strong I am for taking that leap in the first place. But as for the future, I hope all of our events, you know, continues to grow and evolve while staying true to its mission of creating memorable, stress-free events for, you know, all our clients. I'd love to see my company expand to new locations and collaborate more with incredible vendors and even bring more of a more beautiful vision to life. And I hope I continue doing what I love while building a brand that empowers and inspires others in the event industry and in life, you know?
I do know. And you know, it's really funny. I'm sitting in my office. I'm looking at a lot of different things. I have post-it notes everywhere. And I'm telling you, this is the truth. Right in front of me is a post-it note that says, trust the process. Because it is important to trust the process. And that is something that we share. And you know, let's face it, we live in a community where this is the entertainment world. And you never know where somebody's listening to this podcast, or they know somebody that knows somebody that's thinking, you know, this, we need to get in touch with Nicole and see if she could help us do a venue for something that we're going to be celebrating in the future. Because you're not just doing, this isn't a hobby. I know that that's not the case. This is a passion for you. This is important for you, and it's meaningful to you. And when you are excited about what you do and you want to share that with others, that it not only makes your clients happy, but it makes you happy and it brings you joy, correct?
Yes, absolutely. All of that.
If it didn't bring you joy, and if it didn't bring you where you want to just put your hands across your chest and hug yourself and say, I'm so grateful for what I get to do, which is what I say when I get to share these wonderful stories through these wonderful connections, I would not have known about you if it were not for Tia. Wasn't for our mutual friend. She said, Martin, you need to get in touch with Nicole. And you talked about people that you've known your whole childhood and how you never know where a connection comes from, which is why I say conversations plus connections equals community. The community could be a variety of communities. You could be speaking at a Chamber of Commerce event. You could be speaking at all kinds of places where people are looking to do things like that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, when you live in the South Bay, I forget where you live.
In Southern California.
Okay. So, you know, the point is that wherever your community is and you can get involved in your community, that allows you to then share what it is that you're passionate about. And you just never know where that leads you, right? Because that's what brings you happiness. It does. And I'm just grateful you were able to share what makes you happy with me and with our listeners today. I've enjoyed every moment of this.
Thank you. It was so great to be on here, honestly. I would say catch me running around your event with my hot pink heels. That's how you're going to see me.
Yes, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Those hot pink heels. Let me tell you, on my website, on the blog, after the show is over and I upload this MP3 file onto my blog, which goes to my website, honey, you're there in those hot pink heels. People will never forget you in that. Oh my god.
That's like my color. Like I just forget, like that's the way to like put myself up, like brand myself. Like I just love shoes. I like incorporate who I am, you know. And then my favorite color. And I'm like, you know, if you need me, where is she? Like there she is. It's the coordinator in hot pink heels.
There you
and
go.
She's got you.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you. For sharing your story with me and our listeners. It's been a true joy. Thank you, Tia,
so much
for the connection. And I look forward to meeting you and Tia, all right?
Yes. Yes. Soon. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye.